This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy. 98FM.
The reason I wanted to keep you in the studio is because we disagree wholeheartedly, 100% on this, as I discovered in the office earlier on. Okay.
Yes.
I want to give you two examples of something that happened to me. Last summer, we were on holidays and we were in Copenhagen in Denmark. Yep. Beautiful sunny day like we've had over the last couple of days.
It's a lovely city, yeah, beautiful.
And what the locals do, we got talking to a local, an elderly man, got talking to him and said, you know, where would we go in Copenhagen? And he brought us down along the canal in Nyhavn in Copenhagen. Beautiful sunny evening. And what do all the locals do? They all sit along the banks of the canal in the sunshine, drinking cans of beer or glasses of wine or whatever. Beautiful. To be honest with you, you know the holiday I went on last year. It was the highlight of my holiday that evening in Copenhagen. Just sitting around with local people.
Yeah, but that's a bit sad. You can shoot the breeze without drink. This is the problem I have it, and I explained this to Adrian earlier, and I don't want to sound like a fuddy-duddy. Those of you who listen regularly to this know how I feel about alcohol. I think Ireland has a very unhealthy relationship with alcohol. And while we're not comparing like and like to compare Copenhagen to Dublin, in that you don't
Why
have...
Why aren't we?
Because alcohol in Ireland, when it's in public, brings antisocial behaviour. It doesn't in other cities. Because
but why
other,
is that then? This is what we need to
investigate.
Because
we don't have the same amount of scum in other cities that we do
last
in Dublin.
Last weekend, I was in Switzerland. Yeah? And in Basel in Switzerland, I sat with a mate of mine.
Because it's... you showed me your photograph. Yeah.
We sat along the river, as did thousands of people, and we had a couple of cans of beer and we enjoyed the beautiful sunshine. We didn't cause any hassle and we headed off on our merry way. Now, I want to know why I can't do that in Dublin. I want to know why I can't sit on the banks of the canal or on the banks on the boardwalk of the Liffey and have a beer.
Okay, because case in point, last Sunday, I was in Dundeary Pier. Actually, probably the same time that fella Dylan had his drinks confiscated. Last Sunday, we went for a family walk in Dundeary Pier. And when we were walking back up the pier, there was a big group that had been drinking there and the mess they left. There was like cans and cans.
That's just
and
disgusting,
bottles.
Horrible.
But not only that, drinking in public is antisocial. There's no need.
It shouldn't be. It isn't in every other country. Because, this is the point I'm trying to make.
Because people can handle their drinking in other countries.
Then it's pathetic. It's a sad reflection on Ireland that I could go and sit on a canal.
No, it's actually a sad reflection.
In Copenhagen.
No, it's a sad reflection.
I could go and sit at the river in Switzerland.
What was wrong with drinking a bottle of water? That's a sad reflection that you had to drink alcohol.
Well, what's the difference between drinking a bottle of water and drinking a can of beer?
Here's the thing. Drinking alcohol in public looks antisocial.
If you'd have been where I was last week in Basel in Switzerland, you would see that everybody was just chilled.
Can we have a chilled debate about this?
Chilled they were.
You asked me my opinion.
Don't be comparing bottles of water with having a can of beer.
I'm just saying.
Well, hang on. Let me take some calls on this. On 67979781. Text or WhatsApp us on 0877 98 98 98. I want to know why I can't have a can of beer or a glass of wine or whatever in a public place.
Because it looks scummy and antisocial.
If you were in Switzerland with me last week, it didn't look scummy at all. In any way, shape or form.
Well, in Ireland,
people just
in Ireland
chilled.
It does.
Well, then that's a sad reflection on us Irish. Bar, you're on 98FM. How are you?
How's it going?
Good, thanks, Bar.
Can I just give a shout out to Barry Blackmore and Kiefer Oates listening in the walk van, enjoying it.
Right, you've done it.
I just want to say this, Adrian. I'm obviously being on that Facebook this morning.
Yeah.
And being looking at statuses of people moaning about drinking a few cans down on the pier. Have they not opened their eyes? It's happening every day in the rain. There's 40 people down that pier drinking every day in the rain. So why are Garda going down and confiscating it off kids?
These lads weren't actually kids. They were young adults.
But exactly, regardless, they're not kids. They're fully grown adults. They should be allowed to enjoy a drink down the pier. What I'm saying to you is, people are out walking. People go out and buy a legal drink out of the shop. They want to enjoy that day off in the sun, tops off, this is it. And obviously you have Garda coming down and taking that drink off.
Because, Barry, because you're bringing down the tone of an area.
Yes, it does.
The tone is the sun's out and everyone's having a laugh.
Having a laugh, yeah.
The tone's set by Mother Nature.
Barry, I don't want to cast aspersions on, and I don't want to sound like a complete dick that's up my own arse. But, Barry, when I go out for a walk with my family, I don't want to see you with your tattoos and your top off.
I haven't got tattoos.
Okay, well, I don't want to see you drinking your cans of cider.
I don't even drink.
Well, then what are you giving out about then for?
I'm defending the people who want the drink and these little courtship that's coming on the stats. Oh, no, they should be drinking in the back gardens. You shouldn't be doing this. You shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah,
who are they to say anything? People who wouldn't say a word to no one on the streets.
Because it looks antisocial, Bart.
You see, here's the thing. Hang on. Jeremy, I'm about to show you a photograph, okay? And I want you to have a look at that photograph, which was taken last summer, myself and my missus and a load of locals in Copenhagen last summer. What is antisocial or disgusting or wrong about that photograph?
Nothing at all. Yeah, because you're not comparing like with like. The problem is drink and Ireland do not go well together. That is the problem. And in the same way, a child should not be in a beer garden. I was in a beer garden over the weekend. We didn't have our child with us, and that's why we went to the beer garden. And the amount of kids that were in this beer garden that day, kids should be banned from a beer garden. I'm sorry, but a beer garden is no place for a child. I'm sorry, it's not.
The pub.
No, a beer garden. Children should not be in beer gardens.
This is a conversation for another
day. I would imagine most people agree with me. Children should be in beer gardens.
Well, then there wouldn't be children in beer gardens if everyone agreed with you. That's a stupid statement to make. Dylan, you're on... Dylan, just to go back to you. You were basically saying that this is just Garda harassment.
It's just out and out Garda harassment. What are they doing wrong? They're doing absolutely nothing wrong. The sun's splitting the trees. They want to go and have a few drinks in peace, obviously. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the guard come along. They say, what's going on, lad? Just can't be drinking in public, blah, blah, blah. We're going to have to take it off. That's what starts the antisocial behaviour, is the guards.
Hang on. First things first, Dylan. It is, sadly... in my opinion, against the law to drink in public in Dublin.
They're just upholding the law.
So why isn't it against the law to sell drink in Dublin? Why are you allowed to buy something illegal and not allowed to drink it on the street? It doesn't make sense.
Because, Dylan...
Dylan,
your aggressive attitude. You see, you're the type of person that would end up causing trouble when the guards try to take away your drink because you have this chip on your shoulder attitude. I can hear it in your voice.
But it's only obvious. I'm after buying a few drinks to get out and sit on the pier peacefully and quietly, and then the guards come along to intimidate me and take me drink off me. I'm big enough and old enough to drink myself. I shouldn't need the guards to tell me where I'm allowed to drink and when I'm allowed to drink. It's as simple as that.
Do you have a back garden, Dylan?
I do indeed, Jeremy.
There you go. Drink out your back garden.
Why would you want to sit in your back garden?
Jeremy, one of the nicest parts of Dublin is the banks of our two canals in Dublin, yeah?
Yeah.
What is wrong with sitting there with your legs dangling in the water, having a can of beer?
There's no answer for me.
You didn't let me get a word in. There's nothing wrong when it's one can, but the problem is you have people like Dylan who have a bag of cans and they're drinking one after another. They're throwing the cans down. We need to make these places as family friendly as possible. And I'm sorry, Dylan, when people are out with their kids walking along, and
can I tell you, last Saturday afternoon in Basel in Switzerland.
Why do you keep talking about Basel?
Because I'm using it as an example.
We're not living in Basel.
Of where everybody was out in the sun, sitting along the banks of the river, kids around the place, and some people were having drink.
Stop. This is like...
It wasn't the end of the world. There was no antisocial behaviour. It was perfectly good.
You're like a tourism expert here. We're not talking about Basel or Sydney in Australia or New York or anything. We're talking about Dublin. This is Dublin Talks.
And we can't be trusted in Dublin.
No, we can't be trusted.
Dylan, what about that? Dubliners can't be trusted to drink in public.
That's just nonsense. It's absolutely nonsense.
Couldn't agree with you more. That's what I'm saying.
Why is Carson Dublin can't be trusted? Why is it only Dublin? Why is it not Cork? Why is it not Wexford?
Because the show's called Dublin Talks.
All over Ireland. It's not just Dublin. No, they're getting it all wrong. And the part with the litter. It's up to the council to actually clean that. That's the council's job.
No, it's, sorry, hang on, Dylan. It's not the council's...
Let me speak for a second.
It's not the council's job.
If you go around and look at the council working, okay? You have six men around a manhole. There's one in the manhole and there's six looking on. Why is that?
Okay, Dylan. People aren't employed to clean up your bloody mess. Clean it up yourself.
What's the job? What's the county council's job? Is to clean the streets of Ireland. That's of Dublin. That's what it is. That's their job. County council. They should clean the streets.
So you should just be able to throw your 20 cans of Orchard Thieves onto Dunleary Pier and someone else will pick it up after you.
You're obviously not allowed. You're obviously not allowed. But it happens. It happens, and that's their job. They have to go down and clean it. They shouldn't be leaving that there for the public to go down and see it the next morning. That should be swiped up straight away. Or they should have somebody on a daily basis working hourly, going down and checking and cleaning as they go. It's only common sense.
Well, Dylan, I have to say to you, if I saw you, and I've done it before, if I saw you in public drinking, I'd report you. I was up in the Phoenix Park last summer. We were flying, I bought a drone, Adrian, and we were flying a drone up in the Phoenix Park.
Yeah.
And we had a couple of cousins with us, and we had our young fella with us as well. And there was a gang of young fellas about 20 years of age, like yourself, Dylan, sitting around in a corner, all drinking cans of cider. And I rang the local guards, and asked them to...
Really? What were they doing to you? What were they doing? What harm were they causing to you?
They were getting boisterous.
Seriously. You actually called the guards, did you?
I said, I called the guards because I wasn't sure of the law, and I called the guards to say, is it illegal to consume alcohol in public? And I was told it is. And I said,
That's just selfish.
I'm gobsmacked by that.
I said, but there's a group of lads beside us in the Phoenix Park sitting around drinking, and they had one of these boom boxes. They were playing music through it. That's antisocial, Dylan. You have to get that.
What's so sitting in a field and listening to music?
Do it in your garden.
Antisocial about that.
Do it in. Why don't you do
what
it in your garden?
You don't have a garden.
He does have a garden.
What if you don't have a
garden? Yeah, I do have a garden. I've sat in my garden many a times. But then you're going to have the same situation as your neighbours complaining. So you can't win anyway. You're better off just going out and doing it.
Well, as I said, don't do it during me, during where I'm enjoying myself, or I'll be ringing the guards.
Why should I not do it where you are? Who are you to tell me where I can drink and where I can't drink?
Well, I will tell you where you can't drink in
but
public.
You won't. I'm not gonna. You can tell me, Ollie, but I won't listen to you.
So basically what he said was, if I told him, you see, that's what you're dealing with. That's an aggressive... antisocial talk there.
He's not. He just doesn't want you dictating to him what he does with his life.
A random person that they can't be drinking in public. Honestly, who are you to tell somebody that? You work in a radio station. You're not a guard. Come on.
I didn't say I was a guard, but when you're in a public place...
You didn't say you were a guard, but you were trying to be one, obviously saying that you were not allowed to drink in public. That's the guard's job. It's not a radio presenter's job.
Well, no, I think it's up to members... Dylan, I think it's up to members of public to be able to say to someone, if they see something that they don't like in public, to be able to say, here, will you stop that? And I'm sorry, if you're drinking in public, you are committing an illegal act.
It shouldn't be. This is the point. It's pathetic that us Irish can't be trusted to have a drink.
But we can't. We can't. That's the problem.
Well, that's pathetic.
But we only have ourselves to blame.
Hang on.
So, Dylan, when you're going down to Dunleary Pier with your bag of cans, how many cans would you drink?
Maybe about 12.
There you go. 12 cans.
What's wrong with that? How many cans would you drink when you go out? Two?
He doesn't drink cans.
I don't.
That's a lightweight. That's what you are. You have no lightweight.
Hang on, Dylan. Let me bring in some more calls. I drank 6 cans last week. 6. Down at the river.
And you wonder why the A&E wards are full of people. Like,
I wasn't in an A&E ward.
But Dylan, 12 cans.
Were you in an A&E ward, Dylan?
Never. I'm 24 years of age. I can well handle.
Yeah, but you know, I can well handle
12 cans.
By the way, I just want to clarify this. I'm not promoting irresponsible drinking in any way.
But you actually are.
I'm not.
Because Dylan, you need to grow up. You're not an 18-year-old anymore. You need to grow up and start drinking responsibly like an adult.
But I do drink responsibly, but when the sun comes out, I like to actually go out and enjoy myself and look at the views and take in the views.
After 12 cans, I doubt you can even see in front of you taking in the views. Would you stop?
Hang on, let me bring in some more calls on this. Jonathan, you're on 98FM. How are you, Jonathan?
Not too bad, lads. How are you getting on yourselves?
Good, thanks, Jonathan. You think that the guards are right to be confiscating drink off people?
Look, to be quite honest here, one thing that seems to be misconstrued here is there's no actual national law against drinking in public.
No, and that's absolutely right. And
based on the county councils themselves.
It is. It's all
Dunleary wrapped down, decided that that's the case. Now, I'm born and bred in Dunleary.
Yep.
And to be honest, if you're going to have a few cans and enjoy the sun in some places with a view, you're no better than to go down to the pier simply because it's a family attraction.
Yeah, honestly, Jonathan, I don't know. Were you on Dunleary Pier last Sunday?
Oh, I was on it last night watching some drunk out at school trying to battle the wind not to fall asleep and fall down.
Now, I'm by no means a footy duddy. I'm not an old man, but last Sunday, Jonathan, Dunleary Pier was like Aya Napa or Santa Ponzi. It was
you
disgusting.
See down the Sandy Mount, it's the same. Like, it's just they're looking to drop. But the other end of it is that you have this sort of thought that, I can hold me drink. It becomes a dick swinging contest, you know?
I know, according to Dylan, drinking 12 cans is normal. Absolutely normal.
Dylan,
you have to understand, mate, that's not the normal for everyone else. Like, and how many, like you said, if someone's a lightweight or if someone can't hold their drink, like, in that area, do you not see that it's a bit dangerous? Like, you've got a 10-foot drop on the pier to go to the lower level,
see, Jonathan,
and you've got the water.
Okay, Jonathan, I hate to sound like a broken record here. I was in a place last week where people were sitting beside the fastest flowing river in Europe.
You're not comparing like
with... Why aren't I comparing like with like?
Because Dublin...
There's a different culture with the drink in there, Adrian. Like, I go to Vegas regularly, you clean the street at 5 o'clock in the morning, every morning, but... It doesn't make it okay for you to be absolutely sloshed in public. They'll still stop you and arrest you for being drunk in public.
I am not talking about being sloshed in public. No, that's not what this conversation is about. This conversation is about having the right to sit in St. Stephen's Green on a beautifully sunny day and lie down and have a picnic and have a glass of wine with your picnic. You can't do that. It is against the law.
That's fine. That's fine.
That's the thing is you're also having to think, like, and remember the warden of the law. It's whether or not you're dangerous to yourself and a danger to someone else. Now, not everyone's going to be, but it's whether it can be construed as that.
So, Adrian, do you think someone
drinking on a pier is a lot more dangerous than someone sitting in a park having
a glass of wine with
a meal or something?
I'm sure, Jonathan, you're the same. I've absolutely no problem with someone taking a picnic basket up to Marley Park on a Sunday and having a little bottle of wine. That's
against the law.
That's not what we're talking about. No, we're talking about...
It absolutely is.
Different aspects. Listen to me for a second.
If it's a can of beer, then it's not acceptable. Now you're getting ridiculous.
No, there's different aspects of drinking in public, Adrian, okay? Two middle-class girls sitting in Marley Park having a picnic and having a glass of Chardonnay or whatever, yeah? That's not antisocial. They're going to have one glass of Chardonnay and they're going to go home. Dylan drinking 10 cans of cider or 12 cans of cider on Dunleary Pier, that is antisocial.
So now we're talking about volume.
And if you can't see the difference... How do you think it would look to tourists?
The fact of the matter is... Sorry, I was a tourist in these two places
talking
about.
You mentioned those two cities one more time...
But I was that tourist.
I'm going to cut you
off. So you're asking me how did it look to tourists? It didn't look anything. It looked great.
Okay, how do you feel when you often see... alcoholics or walking down Grafton Street carrying cans.
9 times out of 10, they don't have their drink taken off them, by the way.
Yeah, but you see them walking down Grafton Street holding a can of beer. How do you think that looks?
I feel sorry for the person.
No, how do you think it looks? I'm asking you how you think it looks.
Every city on the planet has alcoholics walking around with drink in their hands.
I want your opinion. When you're walking on Grafton Street and you see a man staggering down the road carrying a can of beer in his hand.
I feel sorry for him. That's how it looks.
How does it look?
I feel sorry for him. Steph, you're on 98FM. How are you, Steph?
Hi, Dan.
Steph, you believe that public drinking should be allowed on certain days.
Yeah, and I'd like to just start by saying I do not in any way condone bad behaviour, danger,
And nor do I.
I don't condone it. If someone is getting drunk and rowdy, I do not condone it.
Absolutely.
But they're going to do it anyway. If the guards are willing to supervise it, so if you're found with too much alcohol in, your possession, just limit it. So they don't have their 12 cans. They have maybe 5 cans and they drink them and they have to go, antisocial. You could go out to a nightclub and drink and be antisocial and... box someone or a surf fight.
But that's the main difference here, Steph, is... A nightclub is not a place, it's not a family place. You're not going to have families out. You're not going to have children.
But these are family people.
Would you let me finish?
Fathers, mothers.
Nightclubs have toilets. I want to ask Dylan a question. After your 12 cans, Dylan, on Dunleary Pier, where do you go to the toilet?
Behind the wall. into the water. Yeah, what's the deal?
There you
what's
go. The deal?
Where would you go? Jeremy, where would you go?
There you go.
Sorry, Jeremy. All you're succeeding in doing is just raising another negative about Ireland that we don't have public toilets. Okay? Again, where I was last week, right behind me.
Are you getting free flights to Basel every time you mention it or something?
But where I was last week, right behind me, public toilets. No bother. Didn't have to go anywhere. Just got up off my arse and went to a public toilet. So you're just highlighting another negative.
You don't need to be drinking to need to use a public toilet.
Absolutely, yeah. You're just highlighting a negive about Dunleary Pier that it has no public toilets.
Well, it does actually.
Where?
No, it does.
Where?
At the top of the pier, it does have public toilets, but they're not always open. It does.
Right, there's a negative.
But the point is that if you cannot see the difference between what Dylan is doing and what two girls sitting in Marley Park are doing on a Sunday afternoon, then
both are illegal, though. This is the point that I am trying to make, that we are treated like children here. It should not be illegal to lay in Marley Park and have a glass of wine with your dinner, but it is.
But it's illegal to be drunk and disorderly anywhere. Even if you fall out of a nightclub and you're drunk
Absolutely,
and disorderly,
yes.
It is illegal.
Whether you did it in a public place or in a private premises, it is illegal. So, yeah. Steph, I mean, I'm not arguing to be able to walk outside work now and go walking down through Grafton Street with a can of beer in my hand. That's not what I'm talking about.
You're obsessed with alcohol.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about us being treated like children.
Because
I completely agree. Like, there's many times where I went down to the local lakes and sat there and had a few drinks, and we'd have a box of beer. We'd put all our empties back in the box,
and off
we'd
you
bring
go.
The box with us.
Yeah, but sadly, Steph, you are the exception rather than the rule. Because, and I don't know if neither of you can see how Irish people treat drink, then you must have blinkers on, because Irish people.
But do you not realise that Ireland has other nationalities other than Irish people?
Who are actually able to behave.
Poland, Lithuania, Latvia. I have seen them drinking in public.
Yep,
so
I agree.
What are you saying, just Irish people? That in itself is being racist. We're not just a nation of Irish people.
All right, Steph, thanks very much for your call. Stay there.
Did she really just bring racism into a drinking in public issue? Honest to God.
Derek, you're on 98FM. How are you, Derek?
Hey, Adrian. Hey, Jeremy.
Good, thanks, Derek. What did you want to say?
I think it's discrimination. Like you say, you said there, one bloke got his hands taken off another. Yeah, why discriminate against certain people, yeah.
Yeah. And in fairness, the guards do. And I know the guards hone in on particular types of people or particular groups of people to confiscate their drink and don't do it to everybody. But you think that it... Well, what do you think of it being illegal to drink in a public place?
No. No, I don't think it's wrong at all.
You don't think it's wrong?
No.
Or you agree with it?
Sorry, you made the drink. You made the drink where you want. Once you don't cause any trouble or anything, or clean up after and all that.
Yeah, but Derek, that's the problem, is that a lot of people, they just don't know. Like, I mean, how many times I have to say this before people get it into their skull? Most people become assholes with drink on them when they're drunk.
I totally disagree with you.
No, they do.
Some people do. I don't. And most people listening to us don't.
Yeah, they do.
But we're being judged based on the fools that do. That's the argument here.
But it's the unhealthy relationship with drink that has these laws in place. Is that?
But I don't. Most people listening to us don't have an unhealthy relationship with drink.
If you had seen the video, if you had seen the scene in Dunleary last Sunday, and I was going to take a video on it, only it was minors in the video, so I didn't want to be videoing minors. But Dunleary was like Santa Ponsa. It was like Magaluf. With people falling around the place drunk. Dunleary Pier is supposed to be a family place. The same with if you go into a beer garden. Beer gardens are not places that you should bring children because they're the exact
same. In your opinion?
No, you shouldn't.
Says who?
Says me.
Oh, right. So you're going to dictate to a parent where they bring their own children?
Seriously. Just pause this conversation for a second. Pause this conversation for a second because I want to prove something and put Adrian in his box, okay? Now, maybe I'm completely wrong, but I don't think I am. That's the statement. Do you agree with that statement, yes or no? Here's the statement. Beer gardens are not suitable for children. Okay? Do you believe that beer gardens are a suitable place for children?
Well, but you phrase the question properly, please.
Do you agree that beer gardens are not a suitable place for children?
Okay, if you agree with that statement, you text the word yes. Beer gardens are not suitable for children.
Yes.
Or if you disagree with that statement, you text no. Beer gardens are suitable for children. Text yes or no to 0877 98 98 98. So the question once again is, Do you believe that beer gardens are not suitable for children?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Do you believe that beer gardens...
If you agree with that statement, you text yes. If you disagree with that statement, text no to 0877 98 98 98.
I see pubs are very clever. They put the word garden in it, so it sounds, ooh, garden, kids,
okay,
flowers.
Jeremy's playing. Statement is, beer gardens are not suitable for children. If you agree with that, you text yes. If you disagree with that, you text no. And send your text right now to 0877 98 98 98. I'm going to prove you wrong. I guarantee you people totally disagree with that
statement.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
And it just shows your absolutely anal retentive attitude towards alcohol. It's pathetic. It's a sad attitude.
But the difference in you and I have a good relationship with alcohol. You don't.
You don't drink, so you have no relationship with it.
I do drink.
When?
So my birthday was last week.
Oh, you had a drink. Well, you went for two. Woohoo!
I had two drinks. And it was,
wow.
I'm sorry, I'm being knocked for that.
Nigel, you're on 98FM. Oh, no, sorry, I haven't clicked him in yet. There we go. Nigel, you're on 98FM. How are you?
How's it going, Adrian?
Good, thanks, Nigel.
Just with you 100% on it. It's just Jeremy, he's right sometimes. But on this, like, I drive for a living, and I was driving yesterday down the canals at Portobello.
Yes.
And there was over 100 people.
Actually, I'd love to know, maybe somebody can clarify this, just at the barge at Portobello. I've often sat outside the barge, as do hundreds of people. How is that allowed? I'm curious to know.
There was guards sitting there with people going by, laughing and joking with them.
Yeah. I'd love to know what the rule is. There is some rule that allows that. I think they're allowed because they're within 100 feet of the pub or something like that. It's something.
Yeah, now they were on the opposite side of the canal, so they weren't even on the side of where.
Yeah, they sit over on the side where the road is. But in fairness, Nigel, the barge have been making plans for that for ages. They have, you know, they've been making plans, Nigel, because they have plastic cups and they give the people plastic cups.
But they're still drinking in public. Okay, so
you could pour your can into that plastic cup.
This actually shows the ridiculous nature of our law, that it's well known that people sit outside the barge on Charlemagne Street at the canal drinking on a lovely sunny day. Yeah? Nobody has a problem with that. The guards don't seem to have a problem with that.
Hang on for one second.
You go 50 feet up the road and sit at the canal with a drink in your hand and you're done for.
Okay, this is going to sound wrong, but I think this is the difference here. And it's probably going to come out wrong, and I'm sorry. I'm thinking before I speak here.
Come on.
People are like, switch off the radio now. I'm sorry. It has to be said. The people that drink at the bar...
Now, don't start putting this into a class
thing. I'm not saying class. They're office types. They're coming from work. They are. They're coming...
On a Saturday.
They're coming from
their office on a Saturday.
No, they're rugby types. They're not the types that are going...
You're being a knob again.
No,
so it's okay if you're from a certain socioeconomic background.
No, I'm not.
That's what you're saying.
I'm not saying that. You're asking me why the guards don't clamp down on people outside the bars.
Yes.
And I'm saying the type of people, say yesterday afternoon after work, yeah?
Yeah.
At 5 o'clock, I'm sure outside the barge was packed, yeah? They would have been people coming from banks and from offices who were having two drinks and then going home. They're not drinking 10 cans of cider, and they're going to throw the cans into the canal and start taking their tops off and playing dance music blaring out of their boom boxes. That's the difference.
A class thing. You can drink in public if you're posh. That's really what this is. This is ridiculous.
Well, there is a difference. John, there is a difference between posh drinking and the other type of drinking.
John, your final caller on this. What did you want to say, John? You there, John?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, John,
yeah.
It's
a bad line. Listen, I'm out walking at the minute. Now, regarding this drinking business out in the street, it started off where I live. There was one guy there, he's on a crutch and what have you.
Yeah.
And he used to bring his bag of cans down.
Yeah.
That'd be 6 or 8 or whatever. Now, to be honest, it was about 20 feet away from my front door. And I had a bit of a problem with it. I really had, because it's not that I don't drink myself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I did drink a few years ago. And it's not that, don't get me wrong. That's why I'm saying it. But it started off with him. And then he started at about 7:30. Then about 9:30, he was getting a bit loud. How are you, Mick? How are you, Paddy? How are things? Now, I'm trying to watch a match or whatever in the house.
And, okay, but your point being that this guy is just boisterous when he has drink
on
him.
Yeah, he was only... Then, next of all, no one said anything to him. And then about a week later, there was three there.
Yes,
Then it was getting a bit louder.
And then it got ridiculous. Okay, I'm sorry to cut across you, John, but I'm actually way out of time. But I take the point he's making that, it just proves our pathetically childish relationship with alcohol.
As much as it pains me, says this text message, I have to agree with Jeremy. Don't let that pain you. I love when people agree with me. As much as it pains me, I have to agree with Jeremy. Adrian, you need to stop being so naive. Irish people have a terrible relationship with alcohol. I compare Irish people's relationship with alcohol like the relationship that people have with their ex-wife. It's unhealthy.
It's not good.
It's unhealy. And
By contrast,
it'll just never get on.
Eddie in Wicklow says, I'm 100% with Adrian on this. I'm just back from Australia, where you can drink in public on the beach or in parks until 10 p.m. At 10 p.m, people will tell people to move off and go to a pub.
Okay, so what's the result of the poll? The question I asked you was, do you agree with this statement? Beer gardens are not a suitable place for children. Adrian, the results.
62% said no.
They disagree with you.
Yeah, 62% think it's perfectly okay to bring a child to a beer garden. This is 98FM's Dublin Talks.
98FM. This is 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Weekdays from 10 a.m. on 98FM.